This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abayim. Continuing with the great principle that any day that you learn a Rabbi Kivager is a good day. Let's try that. Rashi tells us, today we're going to be focusing on Daf Peches. Rashi tells us on the top of Peches Amin Aleph that the Gemara is in the context that the Mishnah said that if an Eid Echad says that she already received the Ksuba, or if she admits to part of the Ksuba, then she has to swear. The Gemara originally thought, Rami Bar Chama thought it's a Shua Dairaisa, and the Gemara says it's not a Shua Dairaisa. Shua Dairaisa is only when you swear and you're off the hook. You never swear and collect. So the Gemara says both if she's Pagemas Ksubasa and if an Eid Echad says that she was paid, in both of these cases it's only a Shua Drabanan. But, says the Gemara, there is a way for the husband to obligate her to swear Shua Dairaisa. How is that? If he pays her the ksuba in front of two edim, and then he'll have an aid that he paid back the first time, and he'll consider that a loan. So then she'll have to swear to be off the hook, not to collect. That's a way to flip the Shua Dairaisa. So Rashi is troubled. What's the nafkamina between a Shua Dairaisa and a Shua Drabanan? Says Rashi, Shua Dairaisa, the top Rashi, Lidei Shua Dairaisa, Shua Dairaisa Shehi B'Shem, Shua Dairaisa is with the name of Hashem, Oy Bekinoi, or with one of Hashem's nicknames. Furthermore, Va'oiche Sefer Biyada, you're holding on to a Sefer Torah, Kedamrinam B'Shuas, V'chamurahi Ma'id, it's very chamur. Aval Shua Drabanan, Klala Ba'alma Ke'in Shalano, a Shua Drabanan is merely a Klala Ba'alma. So Rashi is saying that the nafkamina of a shvua being a shvua dairaisa is one of two things. Either shvua dairaisa has nikitas chayfetz, or shvua dairaisa is with the shame of Hashem. Number one is shehi b'shem, or it's b'nikitas chayfetz. These are the two nafkaminas between a shvua dairaisa and a shvua d'rabbanan. Now, other Rishonim have a different take on this. If you look in Tosfos Devei Hamaschel Maisi Lalidei Shua Dairaisa, Tosfos in the middle of the Tosfos Rabbeinu Nira Denafkamina Aliv Derav Abba. Let me try to put it up on the screen. Didn't go. Okay, it's going now. Let's see. Okay. Tosfos over here says that the nafkamina between Shua Dairaisa and Shua D'Rabbanan, or Abeinu Nira, the nafkamina, I'll leave the Rav Abba, that we paskin like him, that there's a din of Chazra L'mechuivla, Vehecha De'eno Yachli Shava Meshalim, that by Shua Dairaisa, there's a din that if you're not able to swear, you pay. That's only a din by a Shua Dairaisa, not by a Shua D'Rabbanan. Also, Tosfos says that there's a din of Hepach Shua. Hepach Shua is only noyeg by a Shua Dairaisa. In other words, to mahapech the Shua on the other person. In other words, the Rishonim are struggling to understand what does Rapapa mean that if the husband is a smart guy, he could bring her to a Shua Dairaisa. What do you mean? She already swore, Shua D'Rabbanan. What's the nafkamina between a Shua D'Rabbanan and Shua D'Rabbanan? Okay, so Rashi says either Shua D'Rabbanan is with Hashem's name, or Achiza Sefer Torah, or Tosfos says the din of Mitoshen Yachlisha Meshalim is only by D'Rabbanan, or the din of Hepach Shua is only D'Rabbanan. These are four nafkaminas. The Rif, by the way, says a fifth nafkamina, And that is that if the woman does not want to swear, the husband could grab away her nechasim. Okay? That's another nafkamina. That's a very interesting nafkamina. In other words, if a creditor tells the debtor, you owe me money, and the debtor says, no, I don't owe you money, and the debtor has to swear, and the debtor doesn't want to swear, the creditor would be allowed to be toifes her nechasim. Okay? Here's what I want to get at. First, I want to deal with Stira and Rashi. Because Rashi on Peiches Amal says, the nafkamina between Dairaisa and Rabbanon is Dairaisa, you swear at Hashem's name, or you hold a sefer Torah. Really? That's not what Rashi said on Peizayin Amud Beis. Who remembers this? Rashi on Peizayin Amud Beis, Rashi Divrei Hamaschel, Shavua, let's see, Rashi Divrei Hamaschel, Shavua Dairaisa, look at Rashi, the first Rashi on the Gemara. You see Peizayin Amud Beis? V'nafkamina deloy mafchinan la ashvua dairaisa. We don't flip it. Ashvua dairaisa, we don't flip it. So why does Rashi say a different nafkamina? Why does Rashi on Peizayin Amud Beis say the nafkamina ashvua dairaisa is v'nafkamina deloy mafchinan la? And here Rashi says, right, Rashi earlier says like the second teretz of Tosfos, that by Shvua Dairaisa you don't flip it. So why does Rashi here say the nafkamina is bekinoy, it's b'shem Hashem or b'nikitas chefetz? Okay. To answer this question, I want to share with you an amazing question of the Ravid. You ready? This is a gavaldical question. You should have thought of it. The question is, why are the Rishonim bothered? What's the nafkamina between a Shvua Dairaisa and a Shvua Dairabanan? What do you mean, what's the nafkamina? Maybe there's no nafkamina. But he already made her swear because of the Eid Echad who said that she was paid already. So now she has to swear that she wasn't paid. But this is another way to get her to swear. Namely, you're going to pay her the ksuba again. And then you'll have an A, you'll say that the first payment was a loan. So she'll have to swear a second time. So maybe there's no nafkamina between a Dairaisa and a Rabbanan. But what Papa's saying is even if a Dairaisa is not any more chamer than a Rabbanan, until he does this, she only swore once. Now she'll swear a second time. It's not to exempt her of the other shvua. Meaning, if it was to exempt her of the other shvua, then you could ask, what's the nafkamina? Why would he do this? Why just switch one shvua for another? Ela demishava lahashta. He's making her swear now. Ubasar de Gavia Matsi Hadar Meshavla Shvua Dairaisa Amana Kama Bitaras Hava Kinafar Shwazal. He'll make her swear now. In other words, he wants to make her swear that she was not paid. The husband paid her. He claims he paid her. She says, no, you didn't pay me. So she'll have to swear, no, you didn't pay me. But now what the husband could do is if he pays her again for the ksuba, then he could at least get her to swear that she didn't borrow money the first time. So in other words, let her swear again. Says the Ravid, why is it necessary for the Rishonim to come up with nafkaminas between the first shvua and the second shvua? Maybe all Rav Papa is saying is, let's obligate her in an additional shvua. But not that the additional shvua would have a different halachic status than the first one. So Rabbi Kiveger uses this Ravid to answer the Stira and Rashi's. Rashi here on Peichesim and Aleph says that the nafkamina between the Shvua Dairaisa and the Shvua Dairabanan is Nikute Chefza. Why didn't Rashi say V'loy Perish Gamken L'inyan Hepach Shvua K'moish Perish Rashi Al Bahadu Savar Rami Bar Chama L'meimar Shvua Dairaisa? And this is a question the Achrayim ask Astira and Rashi's. So says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, based on the Ravid, the Yam Shel Shlomo brings in the name of the Ravid, that when the Gemara says Epikeach, he could bring her to a Shvuah D'Oraisa, meaning even after he made her swear the Shvuas Eid Echad, Afla Acher Shenishbata Shvuas Eid Echad Meid Shehi Parua. So in other words, it's an additional Shvua. He says, look in the Nemuke Yosef, in the beginning of Shvuas Hadayanim, he brings the name of Shalos Shvuas Arif, that someone who swears a Shvua D'Rabbanan, and then the Eid Echad comes, Tzarech Lachzer V'lishava L'hakre Sha'ed, the Shvua L'hakre Shu B'Nikitas Chefetz. So in other words, like this. Maybe what the Ravid asks is when Rav Papa says Epikeach, Maisi Lori Deshua Daraisa, after she swears that she wasn't paid, she swears a Shvuas Eid Echad that she doesn't owe the money for the loan. But if you look in the Lashon of the Rif, the Rif says the only way it's possible to be Mechayiv someone an additional Shvua is if the second Shvua has been a Kitas Chefetz. What does that mean? Says Rabbi Kivega, from here we see that there are times you could obligate a second Shvua, provided that the second Shvua is adding something to the first Shvua. If the second Shvua is not adding anything to the first Shvua, you can't make someone swear again. If there is a distinction between the second Shvua and the first, then you could make someone swear a second Shvua. If the Shvuas are equal, you don't go swear again. Why is one different than the other? So we could say like this, it's amazing. V'imkein l'dina d'haravid, the din of the ravid, that you're allowed to make someone swear again, is only Rashi l'shitasei, that the shvua of the Mishnah is a shvua d'rabbanan, without nikitas chefetz, and the shvua d'oraisa is with nikitas chefetz. So therefore the Gemara asks, if the Baal's a Pikeach, he could get her to swear again, because the first Shvua D'Rabbanon is without Nikitas Chefetz, and the second one is with. Aval Lashitas Toisvis, Da'av Shvuas HaMishnah Nikitas Chefetz. By the way, Toisvis says, if you look in the top Toisvis on Peches, Toisvis Dere Maschel Maisila, Toisvis brings that even by a Shvua D'Rabbanan, there's Nikitas Chefetz. So therefore, according to Tosfos, the second Shvua is not adding anything to the first Shvua. So Tosfos therefore has to say that the only nafkamina between D'Oraisa and D'Rabbanan is whether you're Mehapech or not. But Rashi, who holds there is a difference, that's not the real nafkamina. The real nafkamina is that you can make him swear again. You can make her swear again. But you could only make her swear again if there is a hoysafa. That hoysafa is Nikitas Chefetz. In other words, there's no stira in Rashi. The real nafkamina between Shvua D'Oraisa and Shvua D'Rabbanan is whether you could be mahapechet. That's the nafkamina. The only thing is, when the Gemara here is asking that he could bring her to Shvua D'Oraisa, the Gemara is really saying, let him make her swear again. And to make her swear again, there has to be something fundamentally different about the second Shvua. Namely, therefore Rashi says, it's been a Kitas Chefetz. But according to Tosfos, that even the Shvua in the Mishnah has been a Kitas Chefetz, then you can't make her swear again. So, what's the question? The question is, make her swear one Shvua, which is D'Oraisa. He says on the bottom line, "Mikom agam das Rashi yesh loymar k'moshik asafti." M'kei nira dezehu kavanas Rashi. The Ratzel Farish Rashi wants to explain, "Maisi le'li de shvuah d'oraisa, Hainu afla achar shenishbas. Even after she swore the first time, the question is, let her swear again. And the nafkamina can't be, well, the nafkamina between Dairaisa and Darabanan is a Dairaisa, you could flip it. Because if there's nothing fundamentally added about the Shvua, you can't make her swear again. Therefore, Rashi has to say the nafkamina is Nikitas Chefetz. A nafkamina and the Guf HaShvua, that they're different, that the Shvua, the original Shvua, the Mishnah is only Darabanan without Nikitas Chefetz, and the Shvua that Rav Papa is saying you could add is Midairaisa with Nikitas Chefetz. Rashi earlier was saying that the difference between Dairaisa and Darabanan is whether you're Mahapich or not. But here the Gemara is asking, let her swear a second time, that you need to find an afkamina in the fundamental nature of the Shua. So that's Rabbi Kivager's approach to answer this stira on Rashi's. Okay, Rabbi Sai? Shkoyach. Stay tuned for this week's daf schedule. It may be Sunday, Monday. Okay, I'll try to let you know a little bit later on the day. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.